Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is another edition of Health Talk Live. Good evening, and welcome back to another edition of Health Talk Live. Health Talk Live is a program dedicated to raise the various discussions concerning common skin disorders such as eczema, psoriasis, and contact dermatitis. Health Talk Live is sponsored by Excel Nutraceuticals, a company that manufactures all natural-based products for the control and management of eczema, psoriasis, and contact dermatitis. Excel Nutraceuticals is also involved in the study and the prevention of premature hair loss. For more information about Excel Nutraceuticals' all-fine natural-based products, do visit our website at www.xcel-n.com. That's xcel-n.com. As always on Health Talk Live, I'm accompanied by my co-hosts, Gary and Monica. How are you guys doing? And good evening.
Good evening. How's everything with you?
Just fine, Gary. Pretty good. What about yourself, Monica?
I'm doing well. Hope everybody else is doing well also.
That's good. Everybody's doing well. That's right. And we're here at another show at Health Talk Live. We're going to have a very special guest that's going to come on in a few minutes. He's been on our show before. He has 15 years of experience in the hair upkeep business. He's an expert consultant. Monica, you can maybe inform our guests a little bit about Mr. Williams before he comes on.
Well, like you said, Mr. Williams, hair care professional, has been in the business for 15 years. He has extensive knowledge on how to take care and maintain your hair. So this evening he's going to give us a lot of good information as we finish up 2008 and talk about how we can have great hair in 2009.
Okay, that's wonderful. Gary, you got any quick input on this?
Oh, no. Mr. Williams, yeah, he's very knowledgeable, interesting man. I like to call him Ardell with the diverse clientele. It's a good person to have as a consultant, I think, because, you know, working there in the salon and having dealing with different nationalities and types of hair really has given us unique insight as to how well these products do work.
That's right, and we're happy to have Mr. Williams back. As you know, at our company, we've introduced quite a few new products, and we want our listening audience to sit back and listen at this time if they want to. They can go to the chat room. We have opened the chat room. If you have any questions concerning hair, maintenance upkeep, or if you have any questions for Mr. Williams when he comes on, please hold him for a few minutes, and then you can text us, and we'll get to them as quick as possible. Also, here on Health Talk Live, normally we do start the show off with some informative, up-to-date health information. Generally, they concern the use of alternative medicines for the control or at least the management of various human health afflictions. But we're not going to do that tonight, but we will be back next week to talking about some other interesting things that are going on in the healthcare and clinical industry. But for right now, we're going to take a quick break, and hopefully when we come back, we'll be able to get with Mr. Williams. So we want all our listeners to stay tuned. Our call-in number, if you want to call in now, is 347-202-0758. That's 347-202-0758. Get your questions ready, and we'll be right back in just one moment. Okay, welcome back to the show. This is Health Talk Live. I'm your host, MD Shaheen, along with Monica and Gary, my co-host. We're going to be discussing hair upkeep, management, and maintenance. Some of the new things that XL Nutraceuticals has produced and introduced to the consumer market, as well as discussions with our very good guest, Ardell Williams, hair consultant and specialist. And again, Monica, as you well know, Ardell has been on the show before. He's gave a lot of wonderful information, and he's here with us now on the line. So you'd like to bring him on in?
Hi, Ardell. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Ardell, are you with us?
I guess I am.
I guess
Hello.
He couldn't hear me. I was giving you such a wonderful intro.
I can hear you now. I'm sorry, that was my phone.
Okay. All right, we'll forgive you because we know you have such good information ready for us this evening. And I know one of the things that you wanted to discuss was the history of hair.
Yes. It's just a few, just a little simple things that I learned in school. Just like little basic tips of just how one of them was the things that back in the Roman ancient times, hair coloring was a sign of the social class for some of the people. And I find that quite interesting as how like just changing your hair color, people would like think, would judge you a different way or think of like how much money you might have or whatnot. I think it's kind of silly now, but back then it was actually quite something.
But they still do, don't they? Blondes have more fun, brunettes are smarter, all that stuff.
Well, yeah, that's just a little, like a little society myth
thing.
Have you found
that kind of your work?
But no, but it, I mean, it, you know, I guess some blondes do have fun. I don't know.
I don't either.
Okay, and what else do you have for us?
Actually, one of the myths, and I wanted to see, actually, as Dr. Saeed, is they say this one common myth of hair is scalp massage to increase hair growth.
Mm-hmm.
So is that true, or do you think that actually does work somewhat?
I think it's kind of true.
Just massaging of the scalp?
Uh-huh.
Did you say massaging of the scalp?
Yes, massaging the scalp.
That probably has some relevance. We know that not in science, we're not really sure but we why. I'll say that much. We're not really sure why, but we do know that friction causes the hair to grow. In other words, it's by increasing heat. Cause basically, friction is when you produce some heat. So by producing heat, it stimulates the nervous system, and it causes the hair to grow. So if you massage the scalp area, obviously it's not going to be the most intensive way of producing friction, but it will produce some friction, and that friction will produce some heat, and then that probably will have some effect on hair growth. So that probably has merit.
Okay.
Yes.
Answered my question for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give all my
opinions. Had some research. I was waiting for the big shoe to drop.
Oh, no. I didn't open up the encyclopedia book. I was just going by memory.
I was thinking about an episode of Lucy myself when they had the hair massage.
But I guess like anything else, you can overdo it. It has to, because I know they used to say if you brush your hair so many strokes the evening and things like that, you have to be cautious
right.
that you don't overdo it and end up snapping and causing damage to, you know, your hair too. So it has to be enough to stimulate some heat or whatever it is, but you don't want to overdo it.
I'm not sure to what degree you can overdo it. You may brush your hair vigorously or rigorously to the point where you have a sore scalp. I mean, you know, and that may cause you some pain and uncomfortableness, but, you know, if you brush it, and again, it's going to cause some friction, and that's going to help help you in your hair growth, some natural hair growth. And, you know, when I was a young kid, back when I was growing up, you know, my mom would always say brush your hair, and people at the barbershop would say brush your hair, and because it helps the hair grow. And, you know, now that I look at the science behind it, it has some merit. But, Ardell, do you have any interesting things to talk to us about in terms of some of your observations in your everyday profession about hair, or also with the use of Excel Nutraceuticals products? Our new products are obviously our HGS, which is one of our mainstay products, but also the new products, the hair balm, the organic hair balm, the glaze, and the shampooing. And just any observations or experiences you have now, since you basically monitor and evaluate a lot of our new products as they come out of our marketing.
And after using the hair balm, I actually really do like that product. And even I say this every time I get on, I talk with y'all, that I always try to use a product a different way than I'm actually supposed to. But the organic hair balm, I really like that product. Even after, like, applying it to my scalp or whatnot, and then, like, I kind of combed it through to the ends, it actually gave it even a very nice sheen to my hair also. And also helped soften it up also. So I really like that product. And one of my clients came in on Saturday, and she actually will be ordering that product. She was sit there and talk to me the whole entire time while she was in my chair about the XL products. And she's very well pleased with all of them, and she's, can't wait to try them all out.
So why don't you tell us about the experience of the last week when you had the two young ladies who had badly damaged hair? You know the ones I'm referring to?
Yes. Actually, both of these ladies have been getting their hair dyed blonde for like quite a while already. And so now with it being the fall, it's time to go like a little bit darker. So they came in and got their hair colored and whatnot. And after blow drying them out, you can tell where their hair was still kind of dry. So I ended up using the glaze as my styling tool to flat iron their hair. And actually the shine that I got from that, you wouldn't even be able to tell that they even were like had like overprocessed hair. Or that their hair was really, really dry and brittle looking and frizzed out, like their hair's been overworked for like years. But that's not from my work. This is just from where they were previously. But
that's coming for
help. Yes, they're coming for me for help. But the glaze actually, it penetrated into their hair excellent, and the shine was absolutely unbelievable. And they were sitting there just saying, oh, my hair is soft, and they were swinging their hair around when they were getting ready to leave. And I think they stayed in the mirror for about a good 5 minutes after they got out of my chair before they actually even left the salon, just looking at their hair because they were completely amazed by it.
I think the first young lady that you did, her hair was transformed so greatly, because originally when you were flat iron, I said, oh, my gosh, your hair is just like straw. And when you added the glaze to it, it just transformed the hair and made it look soft and supple, and it wasn't dry. She didn't have the flyaways, because I was kind of concerned. I said, man, your hair is dry. And it just looked like, as soon as you began blow drying, it just absorbed everything that you put in it, the glaze.
Because I'm very pleased with the glaze, because just as it, you know, it conditioned and moisturized, and also gave it some shine. They were able to run their fingers through their hair with no problem. It was the actual thing. It looked as though, like, you wouldn't, like, so they never even had any dryness to their hair. That's what I was, like, totally shocked about. But now you only used maybe, like, about 2 or 3 sprays of the glaze on their hair, and it was a pretty, an ample amount of the glaze to put on their hair without it actually weighing it down. That was one thing I was kind of concerned about, thinking that it was going to be too heavy on their hair, but it actually was not. It was very, very light.
So what would you say their hair was? Coarse, wavy, or, I mean, how would you describe the texture of their hair?
Actually, they're both naturally curly hair. And then they have used the flat iron so much that it's kind of like they've always basically almost given themselves like a little straightener. And I'm kind of speechless right now on that. it was just a very, very overall nice styling product, and the results was amazing. Especially after them having curly hair and then just having the highlights over the years and whatnot, it does kind of like dry the hair out, but the glaze actually kind of helped it a lot. And even I actually used the glaze before I even blow dried. I only used it a little bit, not too much. And then after I finished blow drying it, I applied some more and then flat ironed with it. And it was a great styling product.
And let me ask you a question, Ardell. So in terms of what conditions maybe, or maybe what hair type or a combination of both, would you prefer or would you suggest the hair balm be used as opposed to the glaze, organic glaze, or does it make any difference?
No, it doesn't make any difference.
Okay.
I would use the balm on as a, just for the scalp. And that's for people who have extremely, extremely, like, dry their scalp, if they have, like, a lot of, like, flakiness or anything like that. Or if their hair is extremely damaged, you can put it on the scalp and just kind of comb it through and just let it sit. Almost like a little bit of a treatment, but basically it's for the scalp. But in order for the hair, it does help, like, condition and moisturize it a little bit to a certain extent. But if anyone with natural hair with no, predominantly African Americans who just have their natural curl to their hair, no texturizer, no relaxer or anything in it, this works as a good scalp conditioning for it also. And it gives them a little shine. It softens the hair up a little bit. Well, not softens it a little bit, it softens up the hair a lot. Because I know one of my clients, she has all natural hair, and it's real short. She's using the HDS, and she also uses the natural shampoo, and I told her about getting the balm. And so I used it on her hair on Saturday, and she her hair was extremely soft compared to any other time before I had used any other pink moisturizer, lotions, or whatnot. And it kind of absorbed in her hair a little bit, but it still left it kind of dry. But when I used the balm on her hair, even after drying it or whatnot, it was still soft to the touch.
Okay.
And it wasn't like that real coarse, you know, like a bristle brush, like hard, coarse hair.
Right.
So it softened up her hair a lot. And I could have just used it on her hair like twice a week because of the consistency of the balm is kind of thick. And so I could have just used it on like twice a week and it added some shine to it. And I actually love the vanilla smell of it also. It works really, really good.
Okay. That's really interesting. That's one of the information we wanted to get. And I want you to hold that thought out there. We're going to go to a quick break. We're going to be right back in a couple of minutes. This is Health Talk Live. We're talking with Ardell Williams, hair care consultant and expert. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Okay, we're back to the show. This is Health Talk Live. I'm MD Shaheen, along with Monica and Gary. And we're here with our special guest, Ardell Williams, haircare expert and consultant, talking about the upkeep and maintenance of good hair, as well as the outstanding product, Excel Nutraceuticals, for hair upkeep and maintenance. Ardell, so let's get back to what we were talking about earlier. What about, you said you used the hair glaze and you used it before, and I guess you hot pressed it or hot combed it or put heat to it, and then you used it, I think, after you did that process. What was the benefit of doing that in terms of, I guess, putting moisturizer in the hair, moisture in the hair, pardon me, as well as giving the hair that real good shiny look at the end once you're done doing whatever you do?
Actually, using the glaze, when I use it as a styling product to add some shine and lift it to the hair, it also adds like a lot of moisture to it. So any other time I would use like a styling cream or a pink oil or any other like heavy oil to put on the hair. I've noticed that with the glaze, it's a lot lighter on the hair, especially if I'm using it on relaxed hair or hair that I flat ironed. Because usually when you after you relax the hair or flat iron the hair, you want some type of movement or body to it. So I use the glaze because the glaze is a lot lighter instead of using like a heavier oil. So I add like a little more shine to it, also moisturizes. It's like the glaze is my all-purpose hair styling product. I actually got kind of stopped using any other products that I had actually on my station. I'm being honest. Because the glaze is really light. I actually started using, I've been using the glaze and the balm on my hair myself. Because I like trying other products on me and mess my own hair up before I start doing it on somebody else's. But the glaze, I like it because it's extremely light and has a very pleasant scent to it. You get a lot of shine to it. You get the moisturizer to your hair. But you're not, like, waking up with, you know, the little, like, oil spots on your pillowcase. Or if you lean on the car window, you're not going to have a little spot there. Because it actually absorbs into the hair and leaves like a very nice shine to it. And it's also good, I said this earlier, that all the SGS products are good on all hair types, not just on African American hair. Because I had a client yesterday asking me some questions about the SGS products. And she goes, is it just African Americans? I was like, no, it's not. It's for all hair types. So I'm going to make sure that's expressed. But getting back to the balm. The balm is something that's it's a little thicker. So I think that's really, really good for people who have extremely, 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 like, dry hair. So that works really, really good as almost, like, moisturizing the hair and also conditioning, like, a deep conditioning just for a daily use. But not to use it, like, too much because then you want to, you know, you'll get spots and whatnot. I have some oil, like, dripping from if you're working out and you have some oil running down your face. You don't want to use it too much.
Okay. Any other questions? But I noticed on the glaze, like you said, it's a universal product that you use on all hair types, because the two ladies last week, they were Hispanic, that utilized the glaze on, and they had the badly damaged and very dry hair. And it didn't leave their hair oily looking. It left it very nice and, like I said, supple and had a nice sheen to it. So very, very natural, silky looking. And the hair moved when they shook their head. And then, so that's the great thing about the product. And the one young lady had hair almost down, pretty far down past, close to her waist. And so it didn't weigh her hair down.
No, not at all. It still had a lot of body movement to it. That's what I really, really liked about it. And also, when using the glaze, not to spray it directly onto your hair. Make sure you actually, like, spray it in your hand and emulsify it in your hand and then rub it through your hair. Because if you spray it in just, like, one little area, then you're going to end up having that little, like, oily, like, slick look to your hair, to where it's just going to be weighed down. So it's also just good to make sure you apply it in your hair, in your hand first, before applying it to your hair. As well as with the balm to emulsify it, really, really good, because it actually breaks down once you emulsify it in your hand, and you'll see where the texture of it completely gets real. What's the word I'm looking for? It gets very.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
Sure, I'm listening. Go ahead on. Well, I want to ask you, now we were talking about the use of the organic shampoo earlier, but on the normal, give me your feel about the normal conditions when, let's say, when you just use the organic shampoo and ask you, I don't know about your clients, but have you had an opportunity to use the organic shampoo as well as some of your other clients? And what kind of feel do you get to your scalp once you get through with the organic shampoo? Or also, you know, we have our natural clarifier, which is really what I call our Cadillac product for basically cleaning the scalp totally of any residual, any oils, any dirt, maybe scaling that may be adhering to the scalp. What kind of feel and from your experience or from your observation you get when using these two products?
When using the natural shampoo, it has a very light feel to the hair. Like, it's cleaning your hair or whatnot, but your hair's not going to feel extremely heavy or anything. And you and emulsifying it really, really good and running it through the ends. And basically, it makes your hair feel very silky. And so, like, you actually don't even, like, to feel the shampoo on your hair because it's just that clean and that very fresh, like, feel to it, you know. And emulsifying it really, really good, but you're not going to see, like, as many bubbles as you think you would. But it actually leaves the hair very silky after rinsing it out. Like, sometimes I really don't even think I need to use a conditioner, but I have to. The main thing you're supposed to do is to condition after shampooing. But sometimes I'll just go ahead and, instead of using a cream conditioner, I'll just use a leave-in conditioner because the hair feels so silky and soft already just from the ingredients in the shampoo that, you know, kind of eliminates that one little step. But with the clarifying shampoo, you're going to feel immediately, once you start emulsifying the clarifying shampoo in your hair, you're immediately going to feel your hair feel very heavy. And what that is coming from is from all the oils and the dirt and the toxic byproducts that are in the hair and the dandruff and whatnot that you have in your hair, the impurities from just walking around your daily life. You're going to feel all of that, you know, just start coming off of your scalp. And completely coming off of the strands of your hair. And then once you rinse it out, your hair is going to feel like really, really, really clean to the point where your hair is going to feel kind of mushy a little bit. And that's just because your hair is extremely, extremely clean. Like, you have absolutely nothing in your hair at all whatsoever. And then after
I mean to break in, but I've used the clarifier myself, and you're right. It feels like there's nothing in your hair, in your scalp. It's totally clean. You could actually wipe run your finger on your scalp or through your hair. There's nothing coming off, you know. That's clean.
Yeah, it is that clean. And after using the clarifying, I suggest using a conditioner after that because it'll kind of bring the hair back to its normal pH balance and the softness to the hair.
Exactly.
But after using both of those shampoos and trying them out, they work really, really good. And I have gotten some very good results from them. And I've actually used a clarifier on my best friend's hair, and he suffers from extremely over-excessive dandruff to the point. I guess it's more of like the psoriasis on the scalp. And his hair is starting to, I think he used it twice already, and just within the last like couple of weeks, he hasn't had the dandruff as much as, or the psoriasis as much as he has normally. Because he has extremely bad to the point where it starts to come down like on his face. So it's even like cleared up his face also just by using it on his hair. I even told him to try it on his face, and he was like, "No, I'm not gonna do that. It doesn't feel right, whatnot or whatever." I said, "Just try it," and it actually kind of cleared up his skin on his face also. So that was just a little thing. Me going out.
Observation. Write that down. We need to keep observing. Write that down and shoot it to me in the email. I might want to investigate that as a spinoff of a facial or something. You know we're going to begin to do some a line of facial products next year, so that may help. That's a good observation.
Yes. It worked really, really good. Because he has the flakiness and it's right on right under the eye, on the cheek area. And it gets like really, really bad to the point where his face is just like flaking off, like really, really bad. And right on the forehead, the T-zone area of the forehead. And he was using like cocoa butter on the face, and that kind of helped a little bit. But then after that, after this all the dead skin and whatnot has come off, it leaves it like really, really raw looking, and you can tell where the area where the psoriasis was. And then when you use the clarifier or whatever, it like kind of cleared it up, and it didn't seem very raw or anything. It didn't burn his skin or anything like that. And like for like, and then you use I can't think of the lotion that he used afterwards. But he put some moisturizer on his face afterwards, and for the next like week or two, it was cleared up, actually.
So we're going to have to get him some SO. He can use the little the clarifier and then follow up with some SO. He'd be good to go.
He'd be good to go.
It may very well be he needs extra SO. Yeah, you got any comments on that?
No, I'm just listening here. It sounds like the bomb is the bomb, and the glaze you have to be careful with because you can end up like Frenchy from, you know, too much drip. But it also makes you look really, really good. And I think what I've really learned about blondes is blondes have more profit for hairdressers. Whether they have fun or not, they have more profit. It's a really interesting conversation. Sounds like these products are really unique and can offer the whole public, not just the general public, but everybody, some great alternatives if they're suffering from eczema, psoriasis, contact dermatitis, and the SO, then we have the HGS that helps to stimulate hair growth, and it does help with also the eczema, psoriasis. The shampoo sounds like that's something that will cleanse your hair to the point of setting it free. And with the balm and the glaze and the clarifier, just a nice little well-rounded niche. Sounds like it would make a perfect Christmas basket for a friend, family member, or coworker.
That's a good point, Gary.
That would be a good idea.
I know, RJ. Go ahead on, RJ. I'm listening.
I don't know. You ask your question first because mine's kind of deep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you about some of your clients in the past. I know they were using XL. HGS and in terms of their hair growth, and you know we get email back and forth from our various customers thanking us and giving us feedback on how well some of the products are working, and particularly the XL HGS, and I do know some of your clients are also using XL HGS, and I just kind of I guess wanted to update on, you know, how their hair is doing and how they're satisfied with the hair and the use of the product. And because I know some people have been using this product for over a year now, and just kind of get a little feedback from you on that as well.
Yes. I have my client, Ms. Green. She's become a little spokesmodel for the HGS products as of right now. She kind of came in and took on my little Excel pamphlets, the little information pamphlets right off my station. But no, she has actually, I haven't seen her in a couple of months because of the XL products. I'm a little upset, but I'll get over it. But no, her hair is actually doing extremely, extremely well. Like I said, she's been promoting the product, and when I did see her a couple of months ago, her hair was very, very nice and healthy. Actually, when I first started doing her hair before I introduced her to the product, her hair was extremely, extremely, extremely short. She had the male pattern baldness where her hair was thinning out. And after introducing her to the HGS, her hair has actually completely, she's used it all over her scalp, not just in her problem area. She's used it all over. Where the area where she already had hair at, it started growing out also. And where she was thinning out on top, her hair is completely grown out. She's actually wearing, she does her own hair weaving at home where she does it real simple, not like a very, she's not doing it professionally. She's doing it to where it's very comfortable for her and with using the HGS product. Her hair actually on top, it has completely actually grown back. Except for one little area that she's still working on. It's, you know, the hair still, it's growing back, but it's taking like a little while longer because her hair has been she's been through the works of, you know, getting on not proper hair weaving, getting her hair weaves like glued right on the scalp, which kind of like, you know, clogged up the pores in her scalp and whatnot. But as of her using SGS for over the last year now, her hair is going back. It's very, very nice. She stopped, basically, instead of doing a full head weave, she only does it just right on the top part a little bit, just to cover what little bit of, like, thinning that she still has. But her hair is actually down to her shoulders, and then she just has just a little bit of she has some braid weaving right on top. And it actually, where the weaving is, the little braid wasn't there before. But after using the SGS, she has hair to where she can, like, fill that in a little bit. And so she's doing actually extremely, extremely well. And I'm actually wanting to ask her to, maybe next time, if she can come on the show and give a little testimony, I'll give her own words on how the product works. I would love for her to give her view on it personally for someone who actually has used the product over the years and who's been suffering with thinning hair. I think that would be extremely, extremely good for all the listeners to hear an actual good testimonial and the truth on, not saying that we're not telling the truth, but, I mean, an actual good testimonial from someone, like, heart to heart who's been dealing with thinning hair to the point where she didn't want to come into the salon. I had to do her hair in a private room. You know, her self-confidence was very low, but now she's out and about and tipping in her high heels and putting on her makeup, and she's ready for success. I'm very, very happy for her that, you know, she's found a product that has helped with her hair and has boosted up her self-image,
and
her confidence.
And actually with her, it's gone down two generations because her daughter is also a fan of HGS too.
Yes, she is. And she she told me on Saturday, actually I did her hair on Saturday, and she had a little small spot of, I want to say it was like a stress spot, where she had lost some of her hair in the back, right in the crown area of her head. And she used the HGS, and I told her to use it every day. And from the first time when she came to me, it was completely, there was like no hair there. And then by the time she came back to me, and she comes to me every 2 weeks, the hair was already growing back just from those 14 days of her using the HGS product. And I was like, wow. I said, it's growing back. She was like, yes, I know. She goes, I'm excited. She goes, I didn't know what I was going to do. She was wearing head wraps because she was like embarrassed from that spot. But it's completely back now, and she's getting ready to order the glaze and the balm. She was telling me, she was sitting in my chair looking at the pamphlet. She goes, I'm going to order this and this and the shampoo and the balm and the glaze. And she sat in my chair and talked about the HGS products the whole entire time until she left the shop. So just, you know, just the HGS products the XL products are extremely, extremely good products. Just by using one product, if you use the product at least one time, I guarantee that you're going to get the rest of the line to maintain the healthy hair.
I like that, Ardell. And on that note, we're going to take another break. We're going to be right back. This is Health Talk Live, XFM Pharmaceuticals. I'm MD Shaheed, your host. Welcome back to the show. This is Health Talk Live. I'm your host, MD Shaheed, along with my co-hosts, Monica and Gary. We're here talking about hair maintenance and upkeep with our special guest, Ardell Williams, hair care consultant and expert, over 15 years experience in the industry. Ardell's been talking about how the use of Excel, nutraceuticals, all natural fine hair care based products, helping the upkeep and maintenance of healthy hair. Ardell, we're back. So, how do you compare our products, Ardell, how do you compare some of the Excel products, our products actually, with some of the, I say, everyday products that you get from some of the other, I guess, companies in the industry that sell or market products to salons as well as over-the-counter in your, I guess, drugstores or what you call convenience stores?
Actually, the Excel products are, I would say, by far, I think they're very green. And what I mean by they're very green is that they're chemically free. They're all natural, and I think that's a big thing coming up from, like, 2009. I believe everyone is going for the more healthier intake of stuff in their body as well as for their hair. And so, and the prices of them are extremely extremely great pricing, especially for the economy, how things are going right now. And the overall results of the products, after using the products, I think are going to be extremely money well spent and very well, you know, maintenance hair and body. But as far as, like, the other products that I've used over the years, the Excel products are extremely, extremely very light, moisturizing, manageable. There's no buildup from the products. That's one thing that it, like, one thing that I really have noticed is there's no type of buildup on the hair. They're easy to shampoo out. There's, like, no crazy side effects. No one's going to be allergic to the products because they're all natural. So I think these are very good points to for the XL line to have is that it's all natural. That is one thing that I think that is really, 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 really good about the products is that they're all natural. I can't express that enough. But if anyone's out there want to try these products, go ahead and try them. I give my applause to the XL line, 100% behind the product, and I believe everyone should go out there and get it and try it, and I guarantee that you're going to like the product.
Quickly, we have about 10 minutes left on the show, Ardell, and I also wanted to raise this question with you. Some of the, I guess, companies that provide products or suppliers of hair care product lines, are these companies supplying what you would consider products that are truly natural or, as you say, green? Or are they developing any products, or do you see anything coming across, you know, people, I guess, salespeople or publications, magazines, whatnot? Have you been to any hair forums or seminars or expos where you can look at some of the products they have coming out? And if so, I mean, just kind of let us know kind of what's going on in the industry right now.
Actually, as far as from what I've seen, I haven't seen any all-natural products out there that I know of. I know there was one product out, like, years back when I first started doing hair, but I don't even know if that product line is still around as of right now. But as far as I know, I think XL is the only natural hair care line that's out there, completely all-natural. I want to say that the majority of all products have some type of chemical in it. If not one, I'm sure has like about 10 to 15 chemicals in the product. But not that I'm talking to any of the products that are out there. I think all products are good. But nowadays I think everyone is like trying to, you know, save the environment, take better care of themselves, and use a little more natural things, you know, even like with the car industry, you know, they're trying to go with this, like, natural corn oil to start your car up, electricity and things. So, hey, it's also good now for to get your hair, you know, all natural and get the body, you know, everything is, you know, going very natural and healthy. And as far as I know, the XL Nutraceutical products are the only thing that is out there right now that is all natural and healthy. That's
okay.
My observation on that. But go out there and try it. It's going to work, I guarantee it.
Monica, Gary, you guys got any last questions or comments you want to make with Ardell, have Ardell answer any questions?
Well,
Monica,
can I
go first?
Yeah, you go first, again.
I have that written down. Ardell, one of the things that I was just kind of interested in and listening is as you talk about these other products that have that may have one or more chemicals in them, what are the more common chemicals? And you were talking about side effects and stuff. What are the more common chemicals that you see in hair care products that vendors come in and try to offer you all?
More that the ingredients in the products, the words I can't pronounce,
yeah,
or
yeah,
spell.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Things that I've, ingredients that I've never heard of. So I can only imagine there's some words on there that I probably don't even in the dictionary. No, I'm joking. I really don't know. To be honest, over the years, like, I can probably say, I think anyone who'll get a product, a stylist or someone will tell you about it, how it works, how good it is, but they can't tell you one of the ingredients in it. I can tell you one ingredient in it is water, but I can't tell you anything else. I think you can ask anyone on the street to say, tell me an ingredient that's on the back of your shampoo bottle, and they can probably say fragrance number 5 or something like that. But, you really don't. I think I would say, you know, most people probably don't even actually look at the ingredients and the contents that are actually in the products that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just by picking up the Excel products, you can actually just read the back of it says, you know, ingredients, jojoba oil, you know, cocoa butter, vitamin A, you know, things that, you know, you commonly, you hear about, you know, or that you know about, or that you heard in, like, your history, in your health classes, you know, or going to the doctor that pretty vitamin C, you know, when you have a cold or whatnot. So those are things that are in the Excel products that, you know of and that you hear about as far as, you know, some type of other products that start with the letter X. I don't know. But that's how I see it.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. I mean.
I was just kind of thinking about some of the things you're going through. I kind of had a feeling that you're introducing, you know, your clients to these products, and it's helping them to be able to have healthier, longer, more filled-in hair. You may have to put you together a little contract, like, hey, I got something for you. If it works, I want a little, you know, every 3 months you still have to give me a 20 for not showing up, huh?
Oh, actually, I don't do it like that. Actually, I like to educate my clients on what it is that I'm using on their hair. Because I'll try it on myself first, and then if I like it, if it works good on my hair, I'm going to say, okay, hey, try the glaze, try the balm, try the shampoo, try whatever hairspray, whatnot, or whatever. That's because it's like, you know, trial and error basis. If I have an allergic reaction to it, you might not have an allergic reaction to a certain product or whatnot. But it varies for everyone. But the main thing is for any stylist or any client who goes into a salon or whatnot to make sure that you ask questions on whatever product that it is that they're putting on your hair. Because there might be something in there that, you know, you might be allergic to, you know, that you know medically, you know, oh, I can't use this product because it has this ingredient in it. So the main thing is to make sure that your stylist or whoever you go to get your hair done, that they do educate you on whatever product that it is that you're putting on your hair, you know, make sure it's right for your hair. You know, not everybody might need the spray shine. Not everybody might need a moisturizing shampoo and conditioner. You know, they might need just a little bit of a daily shampoo, which doesn't have a lot of moisture to it because your hair is oily or whatnot. There's, you know, so it's always good to ask questions and make sure your stylist is sitting there educating you, not telling you what to get, but educating you on what to get to maintain your healthy hair.
Very good.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to add that as we roll into 2009, we know the world is drastically changing and everyone's concerned about global warming and using green products, as Ardell spoke of earlier. And I think XL Nutraceutical is right in line to what people are looking for. People are looking for something that's natural, organic, healthy, and
mm-hmm.
still provide the results that they get through synthetic or chemically-based products. And at Excel Nutraceuticals, that's exactly what we do. We offer an alternative while you can still have healthy hair, you can still have great-looking hair. You don't have to compromise between having healthy and great-looking hair.
Wardell, it's really been a pleasure to have you on the show. As always, you come in, you give a lot of great information, good conversation. I want to thank you again for XM Pharmaceuticals coming on. And if you have any final comments, Monica, Gary, if not, we want to thank you very much and keep up the good work.
Have Ardell, before he leaves, give his number and where he's located if somebody's in the San Antonio area or Texas and wants to go down and really be treated right. Where are you, Ardell, now?
Actually, right now I am transitioning from one salon to another. So I think it'll be better just to email me through the XL products because I'm actually the next place I'm going to is working with me and hopefully supplying the XL products in the salon to carry it for retail. So I'm working with them on that. So
okay.
That's why I'm kind of like transitioning over. So I'm trying to promote the product and myself at the same time. So as of right now, I'm like in that transition where I can't actually say exactly where I'm working at.
Okay. But as soon as.
But, yeah,
all right.
But yeah, you can reach me at the XO website or call next time call the show and ask me some questions. I'll be here.
Okay, good deal, Ardell. Thank you again.
Thank you, Ardell.
No problem. Thank you. It was my pleasure. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, this is XL Pharmaceuticals Health Talk Live. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. You can also go to our website at www.xcl-n.com, and you can find all the fine products that Ardell was talking about tonight. And we also want to inform our listening audience that tomorrow, XL Pharmaceutical is going to have a blowout sale on all the products, our economic stimulus program, where every product on the XL Pharmaceutical website will be 50% off. That's right. Everything will be 50% off. It's going to be 24 hours, so the sale is going to start first thing tomorrow morning, and it's going to run through Tuesday. So, again, that's www.xcel-n.com. Gary, Monica, quickly, give me 30 seconds so we can wrap it up.
Okay. Hey, as you were saying, one of the things about our company is we are trying to bring to the general public, all natural products that will help in many areas, really, in the long run. But right now, people with eczema, psoriasis, having any hair loss or would really like a full, thick, healthy, fine, glazing head of hair, please try our products. And one of the another thing about our products that people may want to stop and think about also is that you don't have to use a lot, and the pricing structure is so beautiful because these products have been developed not to use overuse, but you can use small amounts and get great results. So please try our products, and I guarantee you, you'll be writing in or calling saying, this was just a great product, right? A great company.
Exactly, and looks like we've done it once again, gang. This has been Health Talk Live. Tune in next week and every week at the same time for another edition of Health Talk Live. Thank you, and have a good evening.